Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
There are two schools in Limpopo that have been asking parents to contribute. And the parents are contributing to workshops that are meant to upskill teachers at the school. Now, generally how this thing works is the Department of Education is in charge of the people that they employ, mm-hmm. which will be the teachers. Mm-hmm. So if teachers need to be upskilled, the Department of Education should pay for that. They pay their salaries, and obviously it dictates what the curriculum is, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess these schools have felt that there's a shortage, one, of skills, but also of funds to then upskill these teachers to get to the level that's required. And they've asked parents of the children at the school to contribute $700 each. What are your thoughts?
Oh.
So let me tell you something else, right? You get hybrid schools, right? So schools that are, they're government schools, but with the surplus money that they get from school fees, they then hire private teachers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And those people get paid from the money that teachers, or sorry, that parents contribute.
Of course.
It's just that they don't tell you, it's important. Yeah. When you pay your fees monthly, a portion of these fees goes towards it.
Yeah.
So this thing already happens. Mm-hmm. I'll go on further and say, it's in your own best interest to make sure that the teachers that teach your kids are skilled enough. Because if they're not skilled, then you're going to get poor education, and that is directly going to affect your household and your kids.
True. But yeah. I would say that rings true of a private school. It actually, the onus would kind of lie with me to make sure that everything is proper and financially the school is sound, right? And mm-hmm. can do what needs to be done towards that. But this is a school that is a public school, right? Therefore, I would say that responsibility lies with the Department of Education, lies with the district that the school is in. It cannot lie with a teacher who, in this particular instance, I would assume is a no fee paying school, or if they are a fee-paying school, it's probably like 200 rand for the year. How then do you expect such a parent to contribute 700 rand towards the educating of someone who the department should have made sure is good enough to enter the system in the first place?
So we have these discussions all the time, right? What the government ought to do. The government ought to provide free healthcare. The government ought to provide security. They don't. What do you end up doing? You end up hiring your own security to guard your house. You end up hiring, for example, or rather paying for medical aid. Mm-hmm. You end up doing all the things that government ought to do. So if you're going to sit here and say the government should have done it and then pack your hands, well, good luck.
But we
because these are your kids.
We now can't be expecting indigent households to be taking care of something like this. That's
skills
not fair.
Development.
Skills development.
It's
Come
a departmental
on.
Obligation. I agree with him, Paul. But it's a sign of the times, honestly. Government doesn't have money. But if these are the signs of the time, what needs to happen is that they need to be more innovative. If you're going to have new teachers taking on a course for 3 days, perhaps skip the 700, skip the lunch, rather use Zoom instead. And then everybody's seated somewhere and they're having their own lunch tins. But the innovation is what is lacking here. That if the funds are not there, be more innovative. Embrace these technological advancements. Mm-hmm. I know other teachers and all of us always say, if you're going to have a seminar, rather email it to us, because we all hate seminars and meetings here.
Pretty much.
So we always say email
but
it.
Hate
but
reading
we know,
more.
That's the thing. So I fully agree. You cannot email and you cannot pre-record a whole session. They need to sit in, but rather have Zoom. Mm. So the district needs to be more innovative, knowing that parents also don't have money.
It's interesting to me that you say that. Because have you ever hired a tutor for your kids?
Yeah.
Like, for example, just extra lessons. Let's say like Kip McGrath or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 times a week. That's already like 8 grand a month.
True.
Exactly.
That's full fees, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Full fees.
Yeah.
So now, how come parents don't mind paying that?
But these are different kinds of parents. In this particular instance, we are talking about parents in indigent households. If this person cannot even afford to pay 1,000 rand for the year towards the schooling of their kid, then how do you expect them to pay 700 rand for someone to go have lunch when my child probably does not have lunch and is being fed by the feeding scheme?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
So it's different. It's just purely based on that. That who are we talking about if we're talking about having personal tutors?
Mm.
Okay. Give us a chance and let us know what your thoughts are. On the one hand, I kind of see the need. On the other hand, obviously, I see the point that Impor is raising. But you've got to balance the two and think, okay, what do my kids need more? Better education for all.
Can I afford it, though?
Innovate.
I agree with Mfundo. It truly is a sign of the times. How do you employ people who are underskilled and underqualified in the first place? Sure, as an individual going into a place of employment, you don't necessarily have all the skills that you require, and you do need to be upskilled time and again. But if it's something that needs to be started from scratch, now that's a very big concern.
Well, it's not so much that it needs to be started from scratch, but it's a workshop. And all teachers go to workshops. So do all departments host workshops.
As we were getting quite so early in the morning, but after Kailwe, mina as a parent, honestly, there is funza lushaga, and then leo malile that was supposed to go for their skills development, he appeared. Mina masengi peleo 700 rand leg. So in terms of we busa namguti, school is private or is some kavav, like yeah, it's really unfair. Really, really unfair. On that month that I take out that 700 rand, am I not paying the school fees on that month? It's another question that I'm asking myself.
It's a government school, so okay, definitely not private.
You can explain it however. You can explain it however. I don't agree with it. 700 bucks. I'm going to give my to a tutor or something. Guys, 700. Who no benefit among the teachers in the long run? It's all now we are paying school fees a teacher. Or teacher, you know, acquire some PhD or some masters or something or some certificate. Remisa skolong, risavana skolong, riseli teacher skolong. I never.
Okay, now tell me this. Would it make a difference if I told you it was an African school?
No. No. Yes, bafuna ukuphuma, some of them, but yeah, they're still South Africans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to skills development, CPD points for the professional? Why are the teachers not paying for themselves? I mean, it's for their development, is them who's getting the skills. I think the teachers should be the ones that are paying for themselves. Everyone that needs to take an extra short course or whatsoever, they have to pay for that for themselves, because it's for the betterment of them. I don't understand why it has to be the parents or the government or whoever's responsibility when the person that is benefiting is the professional.
Now there you raise a good point.
No, but
yeah.
If Kaya says to us, we are taking you on a course, you came to me, why must I pay for it? You came to me and
so
said,
you six feet, digly, of course.
How?
And guys, there is a skills development levy.
Yes.
There's a skills development levy that is paid. And in government's case, they manage their own skills development funds. So they have to upskill educators.
But we've spoken about this. You guys are talking about how government ought to work.
Mm-mm.
It obviously has not happened. So here you are, and Leila talking about, there is this, there's that, it should have been this, should have been that. It didn't happen.
Kota Sizwe, it does not make sense. Imagine investing on a teacher also decide at some later time or years to leave the school, leave iPhone savings elsewhere. Hi, mnangeke ngivumele. Umuntu makafuna ukudevelop ama skills wakhe, angasebenzisa imali yakhe. This is not fair. Not fair at all.
Okay.
Guys, I just caught the tail end of the conversation, but I also just want to say, so whilst the school's saying the teachers need the money for training, I think that there's just a culture of just misappropriation of funds in schools. So at my mom's school, they have CVs every Friday, right? Can you imagine? CVs every Friday. And these are obviously low-income households. The kids need 5 rand every Friday for CVs. And you kids are just unruly. And so the school principal will take that money and entertain the teachers with it or herself and buy lunch and do things like that. So the government does allocate a certain portion of funds to the schools, but I really think there's a big problem of just mismanaging the funds. Hence, the need to continue to get money from additional money from the parents.
I've never entertained that nonsense, ever. Even when I was a student at school, I just wear uniform. Also, there's a way you can cheat civvies. So you come in the morning, you wear your uniform, then they do the check. And then at first break, you go change it to your civvies. Nobody's going to do a check after that.
I think in an ideal world, this is a perfect initiative because you are uplifting other people. Yes, 700 is a lot of money to some people, and to some people it isn't. Personally, for me, I would think I would do it because you are planting like a seed into someone else's life. I didn't get the full context, but the gist that I'm getting of the story is that there's a school in Limpopo where parents are being asked to donate money so that teachers can be upskilled. I think it's a great thing. Those people who can afford it, they can go ahead and do it.
100%. It's like giving somebody a book. The knowledge they get from that book, they can keep and then hand the book over to somebody else. Likewise, when you upskill a teacher, the entire community gets to benefit from that process.
Is there like a retention year for the teachers that go on this workshop? Because many a times when people are more skilled, they then seek employment in the private sector to earn more money. So does the school then say to the teachers that go to this workshop that they have an obligation to work for the school for a certain period of time? If not, they need to pay back that money before they leave. Is there such a clause in the workshop?
Good point. There should be. And in fact, I've always felt that everybody that gets educated by the government, in theory you all do because they subsidize all universities, but when you come out, you must then serve the government for a certain number of years. That's how you pay back your debt. If you were educated via NSFAS, etc. and so on, you must go and serve the government for like 5 years, and then after that, again, you can move on to a private sector.
So imagine as parents, we pay that 700 rand. Then after they've gotten the skills, they apply for better paying jobs and they leave the school.
Yeah, exactly. So give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are.
My kids go to public school here in Gauteng. Part of the money that I pay when I was at the AGM this year, I saw that it goes to teachers' development. Even salary, we actually pay this teacher's incentive for doing a good job. So we've been doing this in different provinces. So it's just that it's a taboo to other people who have never done it before. But mostly all the schools in Gauteng, they do actually pay for teachers' development, and they also actually supplement their salaries as well.
Thank you very much for that. First time caller, all the way from China. How are you?
I'm not yet in China, but it is my first time on the radio. It's my first time on the radio over the phone.
Even on the phone, you loud, eh? What time are you taking off?
I'm taking off at like 11, half 11. Half 11.
Then why did you come to work? Eh?
Oh, Cizwe. Hello, Cizwe, you know, so we see like international, but I need to check in. I can't check in over the phone. And. This, you know, Cizwe, the airport, man. Come on.
Nah. I'm just giving you a hard time.
But I saw my VIP, Chino, man. We haven't been to 60 countries or 100. How many countries have you been to?
I don't know. I don't even count those things. I can tell you I've got like maybe 5 passports, maxis.
Jeez. You probably have that Schengen visa.
That's fine. Yo, come on.
It's normal. you might have to have lunch with Trevor in New York on Friday and come back again.
Anyway, when are you going to come back?
I'm coming back. I'm flying back on the 24th.
Okay, cool. We will see you when you come back. Have a safe trip and all the best. Represent us well. Seize the world out there.
I always will, man. Listen, I was listening to the show, and then obviously to get to experience like our WhatsApp group on the phone without being there. Hey, man, I really love working with you guys. We have such an amazing dynamic as a team, and it sounds amazing on air. I was listening earlier on. I love this place.
Thank you very much. I mean, we've done 200 episodes now as Seize the World. But we also did another 200 when I was standing in for Dineo, which was 959 breakfast. So we're heading to about 400 now. Do you remember?
Yeah, it makes sense now. Even I was earlier on watching that online thing we have playing cricket. Man, it's really an amazing place to be at, Kaya, man.
Thank you very much. Saul Panduga there.
you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.